Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here, and thank you for joining us for Internship Insights. My name is Connor Fogarty. I am Student Programs Manager. We will begin with some stories from our current interns. To begin with introductions, Sarah Ali is an intern with Cato's social media team and libertarianism.org. She is a recent graduate of Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, where she earned her Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy. Priyanka Venkat is a research intern with Cato's Immigration Studies team. She is currently a junior at George Mason University, where she studies economics. Anna Keyes is a publications intern with Cato Books. She is currently a junior at American University, where she studies international relations. Miguel Garcia is a legal intern with Cato's Center for Constitutional Studies. He is in his third year of law school at Roger Williams University. He has a BA in political science and an MA in public administration from the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. So I would like to begin with some general questions that you all can answer. We'll start with Sarah. It's been 6 months just about since you all applied to be interns here at Cato. What was your impression of the application, and how long do you say you'd spend time preparing for it? Sarah?
Yeah, the application was really interesting, unlike any other application I've ever filled out for a job. And I was overwhelmed at first, as a lot of people are with any kind of application, but the approach that I took was just to transfer the questions to like a separate document and really think about each question carefully. For example, one question that was really interesting was, Cato is a libertarian think tank, why do you want to work here? And so I had to think about how I arrived at being interested in classical liberal thought. I went through some old papers that I had, recalled some experiences I had with a faculty advisor at my previous university, and really thought about why I was interested in working in an environment like a think tank, and also thought about the occupational experience I've had. So it took me about 2 weeks to finish the application, and that's just because I kept coming back and looking at what I'd written and editing it and proofreading it, and yeah.
Thank you. Priyanka.
Yeah, similar to what Sarah said, this application is unique in the sense that it really wants to get to know you, your history with liberal intellectual thought, why exactly you want to work at Cato. I similarly spent about a week or two on the application on a separate document, editing, and then copying it over. For me, as an immigration studies intern, the most pressing question, I believe, was regarding the policy change that you wanted to see. Obviously, here at Cato, we believe in open borders and the freedom of movement and freedom of migration. So for me, talking about that really made me understand a lot more about why I wanted to work specifically at Cato. They're the only think tank I've really seen that does this kind of work on a very large level, intellectual level, and for me, that's what I really focus my application on. The application itself also makes an effort to get to know you through a biography, where they want to know your history, what made you learn to think about Cato, what made you who you are, rather than just a resume or a specific cover letter of what your accomplishments are, what your skills are. And those questions similarly came up in the interview, and having that good application where you really are honest about what you are and what your history is really helps you in that interview, because that's exactly what they look for, people who are honest and people who have a specific passion for the department that they apply for.
Anna.
The application is a great way to emphasize something unique about yourself that really stands out. So for example, I'm really interested in Islam and how it pertains to the tradition of liberty. So on the books portion of the application, I put down The Heart of Islam and Reading Lolita in Tehran, which I thought really capture how liberty is found in Islamic tradition. And I remember that was brought up a lot in my interview. They were very interested about that. Emphasizing something about yourself that's really unique is going to go really far in the application process.
Miguel.
Sure. Well, it took me a little longer than it took my colleagues. It took me about like 6 months to do this application. But the only thing is that like when you ask a libertarian to start explaining themselves, they're not going to stop talking. So I was like redrafting these answers that I had, specifically the books question. I was just trying to think, everybody's going to write Hayek. Everybody's going to write Mises on the list. But I wanted to go back to what like originally started to influence my libertarian thought. So I wrote down The Giver. I thought it was just a really good example of something that I noticed when I was a lot younger, that although it's a totally utopian society, nobody lives in freedom. And that just seemed like fundamentally troubling to me.
Thank you. So we'll go to some more specific questions now. So, Sarah, you have a wealth of experience that makes you well-suited to intern for the social media team, and you also have a strong background in philosophy. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Cato's internship program helps you to blend your technical ability with your philosophical interests, and how so?
Yeah, I think it's actually such a unique experience being able to blend those two interests, and I think that's a big reason why I applied to Cato. Like you mentioned, have a lot of experience working in social media, specifically in TikTok and Instagram. And the content that I produced before was for different clients and different companies I worked with, never really anything close to the kind of content that Cato produces. And so it's been a really great experience, specifically working with libertarianism.org's marketing team. Recently, they've been rolling out information and articles on F.A. Hayek. And so the struggle there, the challenge there for a social media or marketing intern is to take really robust political philosophy and kind of find a way to make it into social media content that's engaging and that delivers the kind of core messages within the articles or publications about Hayek's work or whatever philosopher it might be. And so I'm in a unique position to do that, but I'm also, I have that like unique background. And so it's been really awesome being able to blend two of my passions here at Cato and with libertarianism.org.
Thank you. Now, Priyanka, last year the immigration department accepted close to 5% of applicants. So how do you know that you wanted to work for the immigration department, and how do you feel that you made a compelling case in your application? In other words, you know, what do you think makes you really effective in this kind of role?
Absolutely, yeah. So the Immigration Studies Department is a very specific policy department, and Cato has a very specific viewpoint regarding immigration, which emphasizes freedom of movement and open borders. What really drew me towards the Cato Institute, as well as just classical liberal thinking, is the book Open Borders that Cato released under Dr. Brian Kaplan. And reading that book really made me understand, oh, this makes so much empirical sense, this makes so much ethical sense. Why exactly is immigration and the current discourse seen as something so harmful to a society or harmful to an economy? So for that, that's what drew me, and having that knowledge helped me delve into other literature regarding immigration from Michael Clemens, Paul Collier, some other thinkers in the field. I also have experience in the practical world of immigration. Since my freshman year, I worked in immigration law, so on that level, I've been able to understand not only the philosophical and broader economic implications of a more open border, but also understand on the humanized level what it means for people to have to cross the border, how barriers to legal immigration forces people into a lot of unsafe situations, and how the immigration system as it stands today is very counterproductive. So an immigration intern that will succeed is one that not only has an understanding of the economic arguments, the empirical arguments about immigration — don't come in here trying to convince the Cato thinkers that open borders is not a good philosophy, then this is not the application that you should be applying for — but rather go towards the Immigration Studies Department, understanding that philosophy, a little bit of practical work also helps, as well as empirical work with data. So I also work with a lot of data, and I have experience with R and Excel and other statistical software that helps me in my career as an intern here.
Thank you. Now, Anna, many people know Cato, obviously, for our policy research, but working for the editorial team was actually your first choice. So what drew you to the Cato Books team, and what do you feel makes someone a good fit for that role?
So what drew me to Cato Books was that I noticed that of all the think tanks here in D.C., Cato seems to be the only one that has an actual department just for books, and they take great pride in their books, if you look on their website. And about me personally, that drew me to Cato Books is that I'm really interested in research in the social sciences, and eventually I would like to write and produce my own book one day. So I thought that working in a department specifically for books would give me the skill set needed to write one and also to publish one, because there's a lot of work that goes into publishing that one wouldn't think about if they're just a passive reader of books. And qualities I think would make someone successful in the books department is if they really love to read. So for example, if you're reading like a nonfiction book, like the books Cato publishes here on a Saturday afternoon, and that's your idea of fun, that would make you a great intern.
Very good. Now, Miguel, before coming here, you studied political science and then you were a teacher, and now you're pursuing a JD. So how did you decide at this point in your career that you wanted to pursue an internship at Cato?
Okay, I'm going to try to keep this one short because there's plenty to say on that. But I have a professor, Professor Chung. He told us one of my very first classes, my first year, that a lot of you, he literally said this, social justice warriors think that you're in justice school. You're not in justice school, you're in law school, and you need to understand that sometimes the law is unjust. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't want to get into politics. I wanted to influence political decisions, but, you know, politics is not for me. So I started reading a little bit about the work that we do at the Cato Institute, and we're not trying to get the outcomes that we want by bending laws. What we're trying to do is actually faithfully interpret laws and advocate for change within our legislatures if we so want this. This institute is one of the very few that actually takes that approach, where we're not trying to bend the law to make it say what we want it to say. Rather, we try to actually stay faithful with the Constitution, and that's the work that I've been doing right now with my scholars. There's a case in front of the Fifth Circuit, and it's just the idea that you don't have to bend the law. You can advocate for change, and if the law has been bent before, we can kind of help fix these structural issues that we have right now in governance.
Thank you. Thank you all. So now we've got about 8 minutes. We'll go to some questions from the audience. And the first one I'd like to ask all of you, what does a day at the Cato Institute look like for an intern? I think you might all have different answers there. So why don't we start with you, Sarah?
Yeah, a day as a Cato intern, it's always great fun. So usually we all work in one space, which is probably my favorite part about the internship because you really get to know your peers. So we all come in at around 9, and I don't want to be too literal with my answer, but we come in at around 9, and usually there's a schedule. There's things on the schedule, on the calendar, so sometimes we'll have seminars, usually a few times per week, and we'll also have our independent team meetings with the teams that we work with and supervisors. And so there is structure kind of built into the day naturally, as any job has, but also there's a program for interns to go sit in on lectures about policy or even career development. And so a regular day just involves interacting a lot with the team that you work with directly, interacting with your fellow interns, and listening and learning to new lectures. And there's also like a lot of collaboration across departments. And so every day honestly looks different, and it's always fun, and I always leave learning something new.
Priyanka.
Yeah, absolutely. To echo what Sarah said, I think it's the typical day at the Cato Institute. Your one day won't look like the next day because you'll have different meetings, different intern seminar series, which is what I believe is one of the highlights of the internship, where you as interns get to hear from the various scholars that make up Cato's repertoire of scholars here, and you get to hear about what work they're doing, and most of them are the department heads of the other interns. So you get to learn a lot about what the other interns do as well. And the thing I really like about the Cato internship and the typical day is you're not confined to just your one department. Obviously, you need to get the work done for your department, but you can collaborate with other interns, and in that space, you know what everybody else is working on, and you get to talk to different scholars. So your day is mainly, the internship is focused on learning. So you need to do the work that you need to get done, but you also get the chance to collaborate with other people, like Miguel and I just worked on a case regarding a migrant that came here, and he had a little bit of knowledge regarding the legal side, so he helped me regarding that. And so come into the office, get to do your seminar series, meetings, do your work, but also you have time to talk with your other interns, talk with the scholars, and learn a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of variety built into the day, I'd say. One of the highlights of this internship program is that the scholars are very willing to meet with the interns. So for example, I'm very interested in the criminal justice and legal work that Cato does here. So I got to meet with two of the lawyers on staff here at Cato, and that was very, very fun. So that was part of my day. It was a meeting built into the day.
Yeah, Miguel.
Well, one of the things that I actually remember was when we were sitting in the third floor lounge, and the interns were at a large table, and Deidre McCluskey comes on in, and she just sits with us and starts chatting about price theory and about her work with Milton Friedman. And it's just, that's just to like point out one of the little things. Throughout the day, you just kind of run into people that you've read about or that have submitted amicus briefs for the court, or just like all of these prominent scholars that previously I'd only seen them in on TV or heard them in podcasts or read their work. But that's one of the most compelling things that I found about this place, is just how accessible the scholars are. And another thing, like on the more like the intern side, is just we come in, we're a little early for work most of the time, and we're talking politics, policy, philosophy. We go to lunch, politics, philosophy, whatever. Friday evenings, we go out, have a drink or something, and guess what the conversation is. But I actually really adore that about this place, that it's just full of, it's like a mini think tank with all of the interns. It's just such an intellectually stimulating place to be.
Very good. So I think we have time for one more, and this one is interesting. Regarding the bio section of the application, how did each of you approach that? You know, we have a word limit, so how did you decide what elements of your life and career ought to make their way into the bio? So go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite sections because I made sure that it wasn't redundant, first of all. So I took out all of the things like the occupational work I've done and the schoolwork I've done for the most part. I took that out and I kind of tried to lay down the framework of like my life outside of that. So I even started with like, I was born in this country. My parents immigrated here to the United States. I've lived in these places, and I at the end tried to tie those details into like how that has made me who I am. And I think that that's the best approach, in my opinion, that you can take is to kind of fill in the gaps using that bio section and think about what you really want to highlight about yourself that you couldn't have done anywhere else in the application.
Yeah, I completely agree. More than, it's not a cover letter, it's more a biography of you. I mainly focus it about like my life, how I came to where I am today, and also my introduction to liberty, how the different things in my life made me realize like the social norms and the breaking of social norms and understanding how liberty played a role in my life and how I realized the role of liberty in my life and how that drew me towards the Cato Institute or further studies in economics. So the biography is really about you. It's not about really the other sections of the application. You can talk about your accomplishments, your understanding, your intellectual understanding of work, but this is really about you. And they make a point in the interview to also talk about if there's anything interesting in your biography they want to learn more about, they talk about that, and that goes to some of the stuff Anna talked about, which is like the unique aspect of you. It's really a place to put that unique aspect of what makes you you. Just be honest and then focus on who you are as a person.
Yeah, in my biography section, I made sure to write down aspects about myself that are outside of the scholarly realm or outside of the political realm. So, for example, I like to take walks a lot, so I wrote that down. Mm-hmm. And I like to write for fun. I wrote that stuff down. I think that that also helps make you stand out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, like, the way that I focused on that was to kind of describe how my life has led up to this point. And I'm imagining that if you're sitting watching this thing right now, you're kind of serious about getting involved in the liberty movement. But I started kind of reflecting back on the jobs that I've had, the education that I've had, and I just try to frame my life as that basically I've been kind of working in the liberty movement in one way or another, but finally now it's most directly involved with one of the most influential libertarian think tanks in the world.
Well, thank you all. I hope what this has demonstrated is that there is not one way to fill out the internship application. Ultimately, focus on not just who you are, but also, you know, what roles you are looking for. And so we're hoping that some stories from our current interns have provided you some guidance in that endeavor. Well, all right, we are going to break for a short time, and then we will return with some perspectives that delve into the interview process itself. Thank you all again for being here. We will return shortly.